good for all parties. He's recently left Preston North End, where, you know, he's had his contract mutually, you know, void. So he's been paid up there. So it's he's looking for a club now to come in and impress and hopefully do well and gain himself a contract for next year. So financially, it's good for the football club because, as I say, he's had his contract paid up and the lad's a good player. He's done well over his career so far. He's quick. He's a little bit different to what we've got. As I say, we're a little bit light on numbers. Brody going back the other week is, you know, we've got Jordan Burrow and Jack as centre forwards and Lewis Alexander, but Lou's been playing quite a lot on the right. We're a little bit short in that department. So if we get one injury to one of them, we'll be short on centre forwards, and at the end of the day, they're the ones that hopefully put the ball in the back of that win your game. So we've just thought we were a bit light in numbers there. And as I say, Chris is coming in. He's hungry. He's a good lad. A few of the lads already know him. I think Stewie and Kev Ellison were at Chester with him. He actually come in the first year we got promoted on trial before he went to Cambridge. He come in and did pre-season with us, so I know the lad already. He's a good character, and hopefully, you know, do the business for us and score goals, and that's what he wants to do, to gain himself a contract for next season.
In order to bring someone in, is it a case where you have to let someone go?
Well, no, because as I say, financially it's not too heavy for the club. It's you know, the only one we're looking at. You know, I know there's rumours that people are sniffing around a couple of our players, which they will do because we've got some good footballers in the squad. But Joe McSweeney's coming back from Workington. The only other one will probably be, you know, we might look at getting Joe McGee out just to get him some experience. I think he needs to be playing. He's at that stage now where reserve team football might not be the best thing for him. He needs to go and have a stint of playing on 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and men's football, so to speak. So we'll look at maybe getting him out on loan, which will do him good.
One of the rumours flying around is about Kevin Ellison. Lots of speculation about interest in him. Would he be one of those players you're talking about?
Yeah, that's right. I've heard the rumours about Preston being interested. I think there's one or two other teams will probably be sniffing around him, and I think they'll be sniffing around one or two other players here because, as I say, we have got good footballers. You know, I want Kev at the club next year. He's a massive part of the football team and the club itself. He's a you know, big influence on the field. He scored goals. I think he scored something like 27, 28 goals in his time, 18 months here with the club. So that's an unbelievable return for him. So we're hoping to keep him at the club. But as I say, good players, they get sniffed around, and we're no different. And we will probably have a few clubs asking about our players.
And if the money's right, the club's in no position to say no.
Well, I think that boils, I don't want to lose him, but it boils down to the lad. If something come along, or for any of the players, and there's a financial package put towards them and to the club with regards to moving out. But there's a lot of different issues with regards to moving. But Kev loves it here, loves the fans. He's done well here. He enjoys his football. So it's only a rumour anyway. I'm just going, as far as I'm concerned, no one will be leaving in the near future unless something does pop up that's beneficial for the football club and for the player himself.
Now, going back to Saturday, you were very critical of defensive lapses against Plymouth, weren't you?
Well, that's what cost us the game. I think two mistakes have led to two goals. It was massively disappointing because apart from that, I thought we were the better side. We created the better chances, well on top for large spells. You know, any of the 30-odd fans that went down and seen it will agree with me. I think all the press people said exactly the same. Their managers even come on and said, we got out of jail, we were lucky, we'll have to play better than that. And other than the mistakes, it was a very good performance. We played some really good football, cut them open at times, and I say created chances, scored a great goal with Ryan Williams, and then had other chances, you know. Jack Redshaw's was a good chance, one or two others, but unfortunately we didn't get the at least the point that I thought our efforts and performance deserved. But again, that's football.